Hey everyone, welcome to Serene's podcast and welcome to Aesthetic Summer by Serene. Now it is 9:31 a.m. 28th April, like the time I'm shooting this. So now I just took a bath and now I'm filming this podcast. And tell me, what are you doing now? Like, you can comment down below. You can tell, what did you do today, if you're listening to this podcast tomorrow. So yeah, so today is an exciting thing, the thing you all have been waiting for, a book review. Today's book is a bit too higher level. I mean, it's very different from the books I have reviewed earlier. It is kind of related to the fine print. If you have read that, comment down below, how did you feel and did you like those scenes? Okay, so let's continue. Today's book is the very famous author Colleen Hoover, November 9th. Honestly, in my school, and I don't know if you guys in your school, I don't know, but in my school, everyone freaks out when they hear the name Colleen Hoover. It's because her books are more of abusive relationships and all. So I'm not recommending this book to you. I'm telling this first only, like, it's my opinion. I don't recommend you to read this. I mean, it's not on the recommending list, but I'm just telling you that this book exists and I read that book, because we share everything, right? So I read this book called Colleen Hoover, 9th November. So yeah, it is the New York Times best-selling author of It Ends With Us. I'm sure you have heard of this book. And it is published by Simon and Schuster.com by Atria Books. Atria paperback. And yeah, let me read the blurb of this page of this book. November 9th book blurb. Wow, very good. An unforgettable love story between a writer and his unexpected muse. Fallon meets Ben, an aspiring novelist, the day before her scheduled cross-country move. The untimely attraction leads them to spend Fallon's last day in LA together, and her eventful life becomes the creative inspiration Ben has always sought for his novel. Over time, and amidst the various relationships and turbulations of their own separate lives, they continue to meet on the same date every year, until one day, Fallon becomes unsure. Unsure if Ben has been telling her the truth or fabricating a perfect reality for the sake of ultimate plot twist. Can Ben's relationship with Fallon and Simon Daly's novel be considered a love story if it ends in heartbreak? So this is the blurb, and November 9 is yet another breathtaking novel by Colleen Hoover that's full of blushing, gushing and heartache. I loved every page and breathed in every beautiful word, by Anna Torr, New York Times bestseller author of After series. So yeah, if you ask me, Serene, did you even like this book, or you're just recommending us? I'm not recommending you guys, but I'm just sharing that I read this book. I'm sharing my opinion that I did not like this book that much. Honestly, I'm not a fan of Colleen Hoover, but it depends on each other's taste. So if you guys like Colleen Hoover's books, you guys can definitely read it. I'm not telling you to not read it. Definitely read this book. And I agree, this book, and I can put this blame on me that maybe I don't understand these type of books, or yeah. Yeah, of course, I definitely like the language and the choice of words and the structure. is awesome. And yeah, so this was the book review. The rating I would give will be 6 out of 10. Yeah, 6 or 5.5 out of 10. So yeah, you guys can read it. And yeah, so this was my view. And also today there will be first of all, this book is age appropriate for 14 and above, and today there will be no song or festival because I already told you the festival yesterday. So yeah, so that's it for today, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye.